I want to say at least 3 years.
Yeah?
Remember, summer camp and back in the camp, they fed breakfast and lunch. I want to say from 8 to 3. I remember playing. And then it used to be like on Fridays. Then you have a little skating thing come out. We used to skate. I'm talking about. We used to have a good time. And summer trips, take us swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be on Fridays. We went somewhere, went swimming. You take trips. And I've seen many pastors. They come over there. And
so you've been going to that same church for 15 years?
Belongs over there now. I went over there for 18 years. I got grown, so I went to another church.
Mm-hmm.
But my family is original from there, and they got a grim plaque. A window.
Yeah.
That's on the, got their name on it.
Inside?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'll have to go see that.
It's a grim. Because like I said, my grandmother then, and my aunt, Mary Lou Ford, she was before she passed, she was a secretary at Montcalm. Ooh, I say over 20 years.
Wow.
She was, like I said, growing up, I remember going over there to summer camps. And then in that church, I remember you have a YPD program over there.
What is that?
Young People Department.
Okay.
At Montcalm, we did. We had fundraisers. I remember going on trips, going to Florida and all that. We took trips. We did some with my, to me, in this community, my growing up years as a child was the best.
Aww.
It was because, like they said, it was so much, like they said, it was a feeling to take. It was so much fun. And when we take a trip, and I was talking about before my mother passed last year, I was asked, did it cost a lot when we used to go on a trip? She said, oh, because with the fundraisers and all that, she said, we got ready to pay. She said, it was at a reasonable price. She said, that's why I took y'all, because different things. She said, that's why we were able to go on the trips, because she said, everybody worked together and everything. Like I said, my childhood in this community was the best.
So do you have any memories or recollections of the 285 coming through, or the craft plant coming in, or General Motors?
Right. I think they were already here when I was born.
They were already here. Okay.
Yeah, they were already here. And I remember people, like my cousin, they would say, because a lot of my cousins were grown.
Yeah.
And they were working with GM.
Okay.
And but I do remember them when they say when it first opened, they hired a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I had good news about that. They've never had, a lot of people retired,
mm-hmm.
and living good cost of General Motors.
Okay.
And all that. But my mother remember when they started building 285.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was just a bit, she said it was different.
Mm-hmm.
They had to get used to it,
mm-hmm.
and everything. And she said it was good for change and all that, but it just, how should I put it? I wouldn't change it.
Yeah.
Some people say they wish they could change their childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. Because living in this community, to me, was the best.
And you've been in this house the whole time. Is
52
that right?
Years.
Wow.
And my kids is 22.
Yeah.
And they've been here, never moved. 22 years.
Fantastic.
And I done raised my kids.
Yeah.
In this neighborhood.
Wow. And they live with you in the house?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Now they grown.
Yeah.
My son now is in a... working in the funeral home business.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter, she's at Chick-fil-A. She get her, she went to college, human resource.
Uh-huh.
So she going back to get something else. So like I said, I done raised my kids in this community.
That's wonderful.
So like I said, I wouldn't change
nothing. All good memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the changes and everything. They say they're going to come by out, but I don't know how.
They're going to come by you out. Oh, okay.
That's what I heard. But they haven't got any buyers or anything. But
if you had any buyers come and buy?
I haven't.
Okay.
And, well, I haven't heard the community
mm-hmm.
say anything.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to come. But if, I don't know. my kids wants to, they want to change, but all that, but I told them we'll see.
So where did you go to school? What were the schools?
Shamley High School. Elementary, Huntley Hills Elementary.
Huntley Hills.
And Shamley, well, I went straight from Huntley Hills to Shamley Charter School. My kids went to Huntley Hills, then Shamley Middle School. That was a big change for me.
Yeah, having a middle school, because I didn't go to middle school either. I think we're probably the same age. Yeah.
The middle school, that was a change for me.
Yeah.
It was very interesting because when elementary, you know, we were so used to going from kindergarten to seventh grade. Then now they changed it from kindergarten to fifth grade.
Right.
That was different for me. I'm like, huh? And then from when I went to Shelby Middle School, I said, whoa, for three stories, I said, this is where they come to? And my kids were so scared. I'm like, this is a change for me at my age. And I was so happy when they came home. I'm like, how was that? Like, everything, like, it was my first day in middle school. They loved it.
Yeah.
And then from middle school to Chambers Charter, when I like, what's the difference? They said, mama. They you wouldn't believe it. To see the changes like that, I like, it seemed like my childhood started all over again.
Yeah.
I like, wow, I like, Shelby in this area has really changed for the better.
Okay.
And all that, and it's just been amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to be part of it. It's just amazing.
Are you a member of Mount Carmel now?
No.
No.
I go in Decatur.
You go in Decatur?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. That's where the History Center is. You'll have to come. Do you go on Sundays or?
Yeah, on Sunday.
Okay. I wish we were open on Sundays, but where's your church? What church do you go to?
Redan Road, Fishes.
Okay.
Down the road from Redan High School.
Okay.
So that's where we go.
Very good.
But it's been a change.
Yeah.
And like I said, that church for him, and these are the only two churches that I ever know that actually stayed. It just been amazing.
Yeah.
And I remember when these two churches, like Phoenicia said, how we used to go back there, used to egg hunt out of churches. I do remember the pool where they used to baptize on site. It was on the other side by the fence.
Yeah.
I remember how they used to baptize people.
Yeah.
When we were little, I'm like, I used to say, that is so deep.
Wow.
Till, like you said, till they build it inside.
Yeah.
And then I remember how each church, we used to have, what you call it? When they used to have programs, how we used to walk across the street. When I was going to walk across the street and fellowship with them. And then they used to come across the street and fellowship with us.
Yeah.
It was just one big happy family.
That's so nice.
To see... Every now and then, I see different members that used to go up there. They used to come up here, like, it's just, like I said, it's amazing.
That's wonderful.
I wouldn't change my childhood for nothing.
Yeah.
You see a lot of people say, I wish my childhood was different. But even in my adult life, it's happened good.
I'm so glad to hear it. Thanks for talking to me, BB.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Yes,